Well, hello and welcome. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 3rd of October, 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. It's been a busy one here. I have obviously started on my 2 weeks off my day job, which is very, very, very needed, to say the least. But I've also been busy decorating. I hate decorating. I'm not going to mince my words. I hate decorating. And we've been doing this because we're getting ready for some new carpet to go down and all these sort of things. I really hate decorating. It might be why this room sounds a little bit echoey at the moment. I'm hoping we're going to be sorting that out fairly soon. Anyway, but during this week, I've also had a couple of trips out that I want to just give you a quicker talk about. So Tuesday, I went to a food forum. This was with our community garden people that I've recently been in contact with. And they were basically hosting a food forum. They had a few talks, a bit of a social. They originally asked me how to record it on video, and I said, do you want me to do it? So that's how I ended up going, basically. There were three talkers, four if you include the group itself. The first one was a market garden who was very, very interesting. She set up this market garden to grow organic, fresh food, sell it in her market shop. And they do courses and gardening and things, and even things for prescribed clients. So people, mental health, the doctors might say, go and join that and things like that. So it was quite interesting. Then there was one from a local government over East Sussex. She came over because of how they were getting involved with farmers and getting their fresh food and things like that, which was kind of interesting. And then the final one was a community shop. I've got to say, this speaker was the most engaging out of the lot. He was energetic. He really loved what he was talking about. I knew quite a bit about this anyway because it's in an area where I used to go to Scouts. But I took a lot from it. One of the things that he said is that they started this community shop because there was no shops in the village, now turning over £800,000 a year. But it's run by local people, it's helped by local people, and the money gets reinvested back into the local economy. So they've helped the Scout group out, they've helped the parents and toddler groups out, they've helped the school out, and things like that, which is really quite heartwarming, and it's given me a lot of things to think about. Now, yesterday I also had a trip out, and we actually went to Clarkson's Farm. I absolutely love watching Clarkson's Farm on Amazon Prime. I really love it. I know Clarkson is a bit of a controversial character, and I completely see why, but I really enjoyed the farm show because it just felt like it was really showing what farming is really like. It's not easy. It's bloody hard work. But not only that, the humour and everything involved, I felt like I was learning a lot about farming. And I thought I knew quite a bit. But anyway, we went up because we've been talking about going along and seeing what it was like. So we got up there quite early in the morning. And of course, there was long queues at opening time. We queued up, we went in the shop. The shop itself was tiny. I really couldn't believe how small it was. Some of the items were incredibly high priced in some ways. Honey, £12, which probably isn't that high, but for good quality honey. But tote bags were £20. Wasn't buying that. But then we did buy some of his sausages, and they were £3-4 a pack, which is fairly standard prices, if I'm honest with you. We had some for dinner today and they were delicious, I've got to say. And then we popped to his pub as well. We didn't eat anything in the pub, but we had a look around. And again, I really, really enjoyed it. One of the things that I've really taken away from Clarkson's Farm is how many people he was employing in the shop. And these were local people, I'm guessing, because they were young. And I'm guessing there's not many chance for local jobs locally. So I really took away. And when I say there was a lot of people working, there was three people tending the car park. There was two people in the shop. There was about three people outside the shop dealing with loading and things. There was about three people in the bar out the back, one person on the merchandise, and then, of course, the cafe, restaurant, several people there. So lots and lots of staff for a tiny little shop. And, of course, probably a lot of it is to do with the Clarkson side. Why am I talking about this in this gardening podcast? It's given me a lot to think about these two events. I'm just looking at my notes here and it makes no sense. I've got to write these ideas up on what my current thoughts are, but I really, really thought that we need a Clarkson's Farm version for the garden industry, maybe even allotment tiering. And I've got to write this down and try and come up with an idea of how to do it. But my sort of current idea is that we would film the opening and running of a vegetable garden, not a market garden, a vegetable garden, maybe a community garden, something like that. People can come and visit the garden, but it's a working garden. We're producing vegetables and things like that. Make it entertaining, of course, but at the same time, learn things. Then potentially open a plant nursery and maybe even an allotment, which is all filmed as well. Employ local people and give back to the local community, something I really like the idea of. It's a complete and utter pipe dream at the moment, but I think there's something in it. I really do. I've got to come up with a plan and make it all happen. Needless to say, this is going to take a lot of planning and work things out, but I think this. I really do think there's something in it. A Clarkson's Farm for the garden industry. Now, talking of plans, it is nearly the weekend. So what do I plan to do this weekend? On Saturday morning, I'm going to pop to the allotment. It's just going to be a quick visit. I'm just going to do a bit of tidying up, make sure the garlic is okay, of course, after planting it out last week. Harvest the last of my potatoes and get those in storage. And then if we've got some time, I'm going to plant out some of our onion sets as well. After that, I've got to pop to the apple day at our community orchard, which I want to go along and see what's going on there. Have a chat with people. There's quite a few apple days going on at the moment. It's the right time for apple days. And these apple days often consist of apple identification, apple juicing, things like that, all apple orientated. So I think there's a lot of things that are going on there. Then back at home, I've got a lot of grapes that really need harvesting. And I've got to turn all those into lots of different dishes. Grape jelly, grape chutneys, lots of things like that. It's going to be a busy one just doing those. And then hopefully I'm going to get the grass cut because it is very, very long, but it's so wet. It's quite difficult to cut it at the moment anyway. And then hopefully we're going to also get some more onions in at home in order to get those growing. These are going to be set, but also my onions that I've grown from seed. So that's my plans for the weekend. But I've mentioned seeds. All your seeds are in the way to you if you haven't got them already. I posted them just the other day. My nose is itchy. But I thought tonight I would share with you what you are going to get. October, of course, being quite a tricky month for sowing seeds. There's plenty out there that we can sow. But we have green manure is the first one. This is a mixture of different seeds that are going to help benefit any empty bed. So I'm going to sow mine in an empty bed. And it should grow quite nice and thick and see just what happens. And again, I love green manures. I think that's something I'm going to talk about on Monday, actually, because they have so many good benefits to the soil. We've got corn salad as another seed as well. Corn salad is a really delicious, nutritious, leafy green that I like to grow, also known as lamb's lettuce. It's incredibly hardy, really, really is hardy. I like to grow it quite often. You just pick a few leaves as and when you're required, but they will grow throughout the winter as well. We've got a cauliflower all year round. Now, these are really going to need to be grown under some sort of protection, be it a cold frame or something like that. But they should give us some spring, early spring cauliflowers. Calabrese, same sort of thing as a cauliflower. It's another brassica after all, but should give us some early calabrese or also known as broccoli, but there are differences between the two. We've got garlic chives as the herb of the month. I love chives. These will grow indoors in our kitchen windowsill, but a few could go outside. But I like to grow them quite regularly. We can always move them outside in the spring. And being garlic chives, of course, they are very good if we move them out in the spring at acting as like a companion plant as well. And then finally, we've got broad beans. I love growing broad beans over winter. I don't bother with spring sown anymore. I just grow them over winter. That gives us enough broad beans to see us through, but also makes the allotment look like something is growing. Well, things are growing as well. And it, being a legume, they have plenty of nutrition to the soil as well. So that certainly should keep us busy throughout October. Lots there to do. And many, many other things as well. Right, I am going to head on into bed because I'm pretty tired. As I said, I've been very, very busy. I will be back again on Sunday, where, of course, we've got a live stream on as well. You take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.